Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday evening, ladies and gentlemen, in the United States. This is the Global Network in the United States. It's Sunday evening. It's prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. Can't wait for Bishop to come up. Yeah. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Yes, yes. I want you guys to share this out with everybody on the planet. Everybody needs prayer, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Elder Kevin Vaughn with you. Hey, the number, call in number 347-843-4559. If you have a specific time to just hear prayer, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. If you just want to be a part of the prayer network, ladies and gentlemen, you can call in as well. But also, too, if you have a prayer request, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be taking, open up the lines later on and giving that to the number. That's 347-843-4559. That's 347-843-4559. If you do have a specific prayer request, we do understand a lot of people are going through a lot of things, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the antidote. His name is Jesus Christ. I love it. Jesus the Christ is the antidote, ladies and gentlemen. All we have to do is pray. We have to fast and keep the word of the Lord going forward. Amen. Hey, that number one more time. If you're just joining us, I want you to tweet it out. At least 10 people, right? 347-843-4559. Hey, also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be reading a portion of Luke 18. Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8 as well. And then Bishop will come on and pray over you and for you today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Amen. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the Word of God. Luke 18, verses 1 through 8. And he spake, and he is Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always pray and not faint. You hear this, ladies and gentlemen? This is Jesus telling us not to faint, always pray. And that's what the Word of the Lord says, saying, there was a city, a judge, which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversity. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continually coming to weary me. Amen. Continue. Don't ever give up. Amen. The Lord said, hear that the unjust judge saith, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them. Amen. Never give up, ladies and gentlemen, on prayer. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Wow. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth. Amen. That's the word of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, give God a hand clap of praise for his wonderful, powerful words. Amen. Hey, if you're just joining us around the globe, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, we always thank Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw for taking time out to share with us today the word of the Lord. So if you would, in your hearts and mind, put your hands together for the man of God. Bishop, thank you so much for your time again.
Thank you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. Father, we thank you tonight. We glorify your name. Lord, we honor you tonight because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are a refuge. You are a present help in time of trouble. Father, we give you glory and honor. We magnify your name. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We praise you for all your marvelous work. We thank you, Lord, for your word, because so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. And Father, we thank you, God, because you honor your word, God. You honor your word. And Father, we thank you tonight, God, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And Father, in the name of Jesus, the weapon of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and pull into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And Father, we thank you tonight, God, as we honor you, O Lord. We thank you tonight, God. Your word said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then you would hear from heaven, forgive our sins, and heal our land. We thank you tonight, God, that you honor your word, God. We thank you tonight, God. We believe your word, God. We thank you tonight, God, that your word is true. Your word is spirit, and it is life. We thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare it is already done according to your word. We give you glory for it, God. We thank you, God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you, God, for sound minds of men and women, boys and girls everywhere. We thank you for sound minds of families tonight, God. We thank you for sound minds of parents and sons and daughters and mothers tonight. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that no evil shall come near our dwelling, oh God, in the name of Jesus. No plague shall be able to overtake us, God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare your word. We call it so in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now. We walk in the victory, God. We walk in the victory, and we call those things that be not as though they already are. It has already taken place according to your word, God. We thank you, God, with a covenant you have made with your people. We thank you tonight, God, that we can trust you and know that you're going to bring it to pass in our lives. We thank you tonight. Our children are saved. Our children are healed. Our children are delivered. We thank you tonight, our families, God. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for families all over this world. We thank you for husbands and wives and mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and daughters and sons. We thank you tonight, oh, Heavenly Father, for your grace and mercy. And, Father God, the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. We rebuke your acts. We rebuke your character. We rebuke everything that you tried to do. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the victory over the devil right now. We thank you for the victory over every evil work. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus for the body of Christ. Father God, we glorify your name, and we call those things to be not as though they already are. Father, we glorify you for it. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. God, as you told the children of Israel to put the blood over the doorpost, and the death angel shall pass by, God. And Lord, we thank you, God. We place the blood of Jesus over our children, over our families, over our communities, over our neighborhood, over this city, over this country, over this world. Father, we place the blood of Jesus over it. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your protection. God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for every soul that is being saved even now. We thank you, God. You're pulling them out of the clutches of the enemy. God, you thank you, Lord. You deliver them in the name of Jesus. We call it so. We thank you, God. We glorify you in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus. And God, we so roko masiko rambiko nasa nabeko dosia risiko wika dosandira kondo. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come against every soul, rata, every spirit that come from the pit of hell, every spirit, o kondo sika meko randa. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord rebuke you right now. We see your soul, rata, mekondo sia. Father God, we thank you tonight, God, that man, that child, that boy, that girl, that husband, that wife, that mother, that father, that sister, that brother is being healed from disease tonight, God. We thank you. You're raising them up off of their sick bed. We thank you tonight. You're delivering them, oh God, from the spirit of depression. You thank you, God. You're delivering them right now, God. We clap, oh Satan. We clap on the Rosica May. We call those things that be not as though they already are in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, God. We walk in victory. We call it so. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus, God. We thank you for every family tonight. We thank you for every soul. We thank you tonight, God, as you go, Rasat God, you so no radia kona biasia. You're all knowing, God. You know every secret, God. You esondo no sandere beko. We mighty rekonda sia. We commit it into your hands, oh God. We are ourselves in your gondo side. You said in your word, if your people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from the wicked way, then, only then, will we hear from heaven and you will forgive our sins and you will heal this land. We thank you tonight, God, as you heal America. We thank you tonight, God, as you forgive our sins, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, God, as you deliver, as you, God, make a way out of no way, God, as you heal that sick person. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. You feed and all that are homeless, those that are don't have a home, God. We thank you, God, you're opening the door. You're catching hearts, God. We thank you that you're providing jobs. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory and honor. We appreciate you for what you've already done, God. We thank you for what you're doing, even in this moment, oh God. You have your angels on assignment, oh God. And we give you glory and honor, God. We dare you for it. It's already God. It's already done. We call it door already done, God. We call it so. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood and we give you glory and honor. We thank you tonight. It is already so. We give you glory and honor, God. We thank you. Your word is spirit, it is life. Your word is eternal. You are the only God. You, there's no God beside you. You are the greatest. You are the Osanico Randa. You are the creator of mankind. Father, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you. We glorify you. Look on that child tonight. Look on that mother tonight. That son, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on the body of Christ all over this world, God. Yes, son. Make us one in the spirit, oh God. Lord, give us love one for another, God. Emosadiko rata, oh God. Emosiko, tie down that wall of division, oh God. That's big, God. Emosiko, God, we glorify your name and we lift your name up and we thank you. We call it so, God. We pray for pastors all over this world tonight. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, let your word prevail. Let your word prevail in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you for the congregations everywhere, God. The people of God, we thank you for them. God, we pray you for prayer warriors, God. Those that are seeking your faith. Those that are seeking the truth, God. We thank you for the truth. Everything is going down, but your word will stand forever. We give you glory for it, God. We thank you. Even during this pandemic, God. God, we thank you. We're already healed. We thank you. We're already been set free. We thank you. We already been made whole. We thank you in the name of Jesus. You already provided, God, and we thank you for this day because this is the day that you made. We will, we shall, and we can rejoice and be glad in it. We pray for those that have lost loved ones. We pray for the Gosani Bekono, that brother, the Mosatiriko. We pray for that wife. We pray for that husband. We pray for that son, that daughter. We pray for that brother, that sister that lost a loved one during this season, during this hour. God, we pray that you strengthen them, you encourage them, you be with them, you all make a way out of no way. And God, we glorify you. We call it so, God. We know that you never leave us nor forsake us, but you will be with us always. And God, we think in our seeing when these five trials do come to try us. But it is the will of God. We thank you for thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. God, let thy kingdom come in this earth, in us, God. Reveal yourself. Open our eyes that we may see. Open our eyes to the truth. Open our heart that we will receive. And Father God, we forever give you glory and all honor. And God, we call your soul. We call it done. We thank you for it. We thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength. And with joy, we can draw water out of the well of salvation. We know there is no God beside you. You are the God of God. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the refuge of our lives and souls. And Father, we glorify you for it tonight. We praise you for what you've already done. We thank you for this day, God. We pray for those that's on the front line. We pray for those that put their lives at stake, God, to try to save somebody else's life. Father, we thank your family. We pray for that mother. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, for the children that's in school. We pray for those that's in school online, God. We pray, God, as you continue to open their minds. Oh, God, bless them, God. Give them your wisdom, oh, God. And, God, we thank you, God, that you're making ways. Those that's in college, those that's are graduating. God, we thank you for the jobs that have been made available for them. We thank you for those, God, that you have given jobs to, that you give them the strength to go to the work. You give them safety, oh, God. We pray for those that are traveling over the highways, the airways. We pray for those that, God, going to see their loved ones, God. Be you, God, strengthen them and encourage them during this season, during this hour. And, Father, we keep you first in our lives, and we forever give you glory and all honor for all the marvelous things you're doing. And we give you praise and glory, and we call those things to be not as though they already are. And, Father, we thank you. We can never thank you enough. God, we had 10,000 tongues. We could not tell you thanks enough. But, God, we praise you for all that you're going to do. And we call those things to be not as though they already are. We pray for that mother, that father tonight. We pray for that child tonight. We pray for encouragement for them, the God, that they will never give up, no matter what kind of circumstance that they face in their life, that they will never quit or never stop, but keep holding on to the word of God. And know this too shall pass. Know that this too shall pass. You brought us through one storm. You will bring us through another one. And, Father, we forever give you glory for it. In Jesus' name, we pray for our nation. We pray for our governments. We pray for our leaders. God, we pray for the body of Christ. God, we thank you for all that you have already done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just joined us around the globe, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. You just heard Bishop pray for us, ourselves, ladies and gentlemen, for you, for our families, ladies and gentlemen, for our nation, for our counties, for our cities, for our state, and around the globe, ladies and gentlemen. We just thank God for that powerful, powerful prayer before the throne room of God. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Powerful, powerful. Amen. We need the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Bishop says it so many times. We need the Lord, and we need the word of the Lord each and every day, ladies and gentlemen. The word says we need to pray without ceasing. We need to pray, and boy, do I understand that more as I get older, ladies and gentlemen. We must pray without ceasing. Pray in every hour. Amen. Praying every day. You can still get stuff done by praying and praying too. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a prayer request, hit star one on your phone. We'll bring you in queue. We don't want to miss anybody that does have a specific prayer request for Bishop. We'll take those all and then bring those back. But ladies and gentlemen, we want to also bring in Dr. Crenshaw. We always like to hear from Dr. Crenshaw, too, as well. So if you would, put your hands together in your spirit for Dr. Crenshaw. Bless you, Doc.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank God for that prayer tonight from Bishop Crenshaw. Praise God. I just feel an urgency in my spirit tonight, praise God, to just begin to pray and ask that the Lord, even now, will begin to release angelic hosts into 2021. Even now, as we pray, that he will begin to release, praise God, angelic hosts into the year of 2021. We know that 2020 has been chaotic. Praise God, it has been a most challenging year. So we want to decree now. We're not going to wait till January 1 to begin to prophetically speak into 2021, but we want to begin to speak now that the angels of heaven will be released even now, that God will cancel every assignment of the enemy against our families, against our home, against our finances, against our children. We dethrone the very powers of darkness, and we release right now the blessings and the favor of God in 2021. Praise God that the blessings of the Lord make us rich and it added no sorrow. So even now, we need to begin to pray. And I encourage everybody that's listening tonight, even as we're in this season of reverencing the birth of our Lord, praise God, one of the things that we must always keep fresh in our hearts is that we don't become weary in well-doing because of the things that have been going on in 2024. We are a miracle. We know that the scripture tells us that Joseph thought, the Bible said he thought to put Mary away. Why? Because he could not understand. He didn't understand how Mary could be impregnated from the Heavenly Father, and she had never been with a man. And we have seen, experienced some things that we cannot conceive or even seem to understand that has been happening in 2020. Praise God, how can God even bring something great out of all of this chaos? But we need to be encouraged not to throw away our miracle. Amen. Don't throw away your miracle. The Bible says that Joseph fought. So where did it begin? It began in his mind. So we must dethrone every imagination that comes against the will of the Father for our lives and begin to decree and declare blessings, increase, overflow in 2021. Praise God, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We bind, we break, we dethrone every generational curse. We come against every spirit that comes against our finances, our home, and our children. We break it now and take apostolic authority over it in the name of Jesus. So we must decree and declare the word of God now. Begin to speak it now. Do not let 2020 go out, praise God, until you begin to decree and declare blessings and overflow for your 20 and 21. Praise the Lord. Know that God is going to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Remember the scripture said ask or think. So it's got to be in our mind. We want to think. We don't want to doubt. Praise God. We want to praise God. We're going to reach you. Lord, glory to God. We don't want, amen, our mindset, praise God, to doubt God at this point, but even question his ability to give us a miracle. God is able, praise God, to do that which is totally impossible. Even when Jesus came, it was something that had never happened before in the earth for him. So we need to begin to speak into the atmosphere right now. That God is yet able. He is yet able. Praise God. He is yet able to perform miracles. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree miracles. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree miracles. Somebody need to say that with me. You need to speak it in your heart. You need to declare it in your spirit. In the name of Jesus, we decree miracles, 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 miracles. Now, in the name of Jesus, we decree miracles. God is able to do the impossible. Impossible. If he impregnated a virgin, praise God, from heaven, God is able to do what man thinks is totally impossible. So don't give up on your faith. Don't throw away your miracle, because we can't understand in our faith. We must walk by faith and not by sight. Praise the Lord. We must walk by faith and not by sight. Praise God. We are yet in the flesh. Praise God. We're not immortal yet. So that these be all going to be challenged in our moments and our times. Praise God. That's why the word of the Lord comes in power. That's why he said, don't be weary in well-doing, for ye shall reap it, you just don't think, because he knew we were going to be weary. Praise the Lord. He knew that those challenges, times would come. Amen. He began to speak to us and tell us, amen, praise God, how to, praise God, think on those things that are lovely, that are pure, and of an honest report. Why? Because he knew that there were going to come times in our lives that our thought processes were going to go in the opposite direction. But our God is yet able. And he's sovereign. And sometimes we have to stand in the mirror and just talk to ourselves. It's okay. Amen. Praise God. It's okay to talk to yourself. Praise God. Speak the word of the Lord into your own life and know that God is yet sovereign. So even now, as I speak, even now in the name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, our Lord, that we breathe the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit into 2021. And we cancel the assignment of the enemy before we even walk into January 1, 2021, we cancel the assignment of Satan right now in the name of Jesus, and we rip up his plan, and we decree and declare God's greatness in the lives of those who dare to believe him, that we will enter into the rest of God, and in the peace of God, we breathe. Even now that it is in the name of Jesus, our 2021 shall be greater. It'll be greater. It's going to be greater. And every trap and plan the enemy has set is right now. We decree this night it has been canceled in the name Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen, Dr. Crenshaw. Amen. I received that blessing, ladies and gentlemen. I received it for my household. I hope you will as well. In Jesus' mighty name. Powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. You just heard the voice and message from Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Powerful, powerful, powerful. I remember Dr. Crenshaw and Bishop. I remember one message Bishop prayed years ago about you got to believe God for ridiculous stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Ridiculous stuff. Well, you know, only God has done it and will do it. So we believe God for the ridiculous. Yeah, praise God. Amen. I'll never forget that, Bishop. Believe God for ridiculous blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bishop, back to you. God bless you, sir. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We praise God for that encouragement word from Dr. Crenshaw's word of expressions. We give God glory and honor for what he's doing in your life. And know that your tomorrow is better than your today. And your today is better than your yesterday. So don't you give up. Keep holding on. Don't give up. Don't quit. Keep holding on. Your moment is right around the corner. Your moment is knocking at your door. Your time is now and your season is right. So be blessed tonight and hold on to Jesus and tell somebody you love them and tell Jesus, I love you and I won't forget you. God bless you. We love you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Dr. Crenshaw, thank you so much for the powerful time, your time in prayer today, and blessings over not only the United States, but around the globe. Somebody around the globe is going to listen to this as well. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're excited about the prayer time with Bishop. As you know, it's Sunday evening, and new, we want you to have a great rest of the evening, but also, too, we want you to have a productive and powerful and successful week coming up as well, okay? As well, yeah, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God for you. Hey, we're not going to hold you too long. I just wanted to share one more scripture out of Ephesians concerning prayer. And, of course, the key to all this is the precious Holy Spirit, ladies and gentlemen, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 5 and 18 through 19, it says, let the Holy Spirit fill and control you. Then you will sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, making music to the Lord in your hearts. Amen. So we thank God for his powerful word. And thank God that everything is going to be all right in his name. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Hey, we got to go. Hey, remember to always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. And remember, Jesus is Lord. Have a great rest of the evening. And as Bishop said earlier, tell somebody you love them. Call them. Get on the video chat. Whatever you got to do. Just let them know you love them so much. And let the Lord know you love them as well. Amen. God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.